Hello and welcome to Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews. In the time it takes you to brew a cup of tea, we'll cover an entire movie. My name is Tim and I'm joined as always by Michael.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. Today's movie is 2012. It is a 2009 sci-fi world-ending apocalyptic disaster film starring John Cusack and directed by Roland Emmerich. Michael, please give us your hot take.
Tim, this movie is not my cup of tea. I did not enjoy it at all, and it was terrible. What about you?
This movie was not my cup of tea. It's garbage. You can skip it.
So, Tim, give everybody a rundown. What happened in the hot garbage?
Based on the ludicrous Mayan calendar apocalypse theory that the world would end in 2012, this film threw away almost $250 million in an effort to make a world-ending disaster film. Michael, we both know that this was not our cup of tea. This is not a good movie. Let's maybe start with the positives. Let's give it a little bit of a spin here and see, was there anything about the film that you did like?
Not much, Tim, but one thing I'll say, there's a lot of famous people in this. It was fun to watch it and point out and say, I know that person from that thing, or I know the person from that thing. Danny Glover plays the president, Jutel Ejiofor is one of the leads, John Cusack's one of the leads, Woody Harrelson's in this inexplicably. Mm-hmm. It worked for me in that way. What about you?
That's all. I liked seeing all these actors. Unfortunately, I'm going to dive into the negative and say they're given nothing to do. I mean, the script is terrible. These people are great actors and they're saddled with garbage technobabble dialogue. Nothing about it works.
And because of that technobabble dialogue, the movie is long, 2.5 hours, and it feels even longer.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of that comes from the dialogue, but also how repetitive this movie is.
Oh, so
there's
repetitive.
So many phone calls and people looking at monitors and reading science babble at me. Mm-hmm. It just really bogs the film down, and the action scenes were criminal in that way too.
Yeah, the movie starts out with about 45 minutes of incoherent technobabble, and then stuff starts happening. The problem is that once stuff starts happening, it's repetitive and it's boring. You got a family in a car outrunning an earthquake. We got a family in a plane outrunning a volcano. We got a family in a bigger plane outrunning a bigger volcano. It's repetitive and it just goes on and on and on. It's one note that they played throughout 2.5 hours of runtime.
The fun thing for me about disaster movies is that the disasters are impersonal and they're emotionless.
Yeah.
This ruins that by personalizing the disaster. Mm-hmm. When the car turns left, the fault line that's breaking the earth apart goes left too. It's chasing our heroes. That's not how disasters work, and that really pulled me out of the movie.
Yeah. Also, there are so many characters in this movie.
Too many.
As soon as we're invested in any way in one storyline, we cut to a completely random and unrelated storyline, only to then have it get related later on. Like, we got this weird story of this Russian oligarch and his girlfriend, who just happens to somehow know both our lead character, John Cusack, and this other character named Gordon, who happens to be your plastic surgeon, and they're all together in a plane by the end of the movie. What are you talking about? This is ridiculous. Ridiculous, and not in a fun way.
And at the end of the day, all of the action and all of this hasn't aged well. The CGI looks really fake, it looks like a PlayStation cutscene, and the premise, which was really centered around this Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world, that was maybe timely at the time, question mark. I'm not even convinced it was then, but certainly now it does not feel relevant, and it feels totally contrived.
Everything about this movie just feels like a dated slog. There's nothing dumb but fun about this movie. It's boring, it's long, it's repetitive. I think you can skip it. Michael, is there any situation which you'd recommend watching the movie?
No, it has none of the hallmarks of what we look for in good, bad movies.
I would not recommend this. Skip this movie. It is a waste of your time. Thank you guys for listening. This has been Cup of Tea's 3-Minute Reviews.